Blog Talk Radio.
Boom! Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jared Havens, your host for the podcast show Credit Havens. I'm really excited about today's show and today's episode. I have on two very special guests. The first one online right now, Angie Baumgart with ADP. As you may have seen in the description of the show, Angie and I have known each other here for about 6 months now. We got introduced by a mutual friend. Angie is very passionate when it comes to working with companies. And where her passion lies, not obviously helping them with their payroll and everything, but really about HR and business compliance. And that's why I wanted to bring her on the show here today, because today's episode is about business coaching for credit, funding, HR, and business compliance. So thank you so much, Angie, for coming on. And how are you doing so far today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Perfect. Yeah, I really appreciate your time and being on the show here today. So, like I said, the reason why myself and Brian Del Terzo wanted to work with you and we got connected was just the simple fact, you know, for us being, you know, newer business owners and making sure, I mean, it's so important for me and Brian to make sure that every decision that we make, we're doing it the right way and we seek out the people that can help us, the professionals that can help us to make sure we are doing things right. And that's one thing that made me want to work with you and why we are working together is because of how you're able to explain the importance of, you know, HR and what ADP does for HR, making sure that we're set up properly and how our company is set up, making sure the payroll is set up properly, making sure everything is being done properly with compliance and knowing that compliance is changing all the time. And I mean, if you have time, maybe go into a little bit about that.
Yeah, and you know, you make a very good point. You know, I work with all different types of businesses, from startups to businesses that have been in existence for, you know, 15, 20, call it 30 years. And, you know, you brought up a good point about the ever-changing laws. And I think that's the piece that I want to focus on, is that the laws are, in fact, ever-changing. In fact, you know, our biggest concern right now is, you know, state and federal law updates, as well as, you know, Department of Labor updates. And businesses, when they are coming into fruition and they have this vision about how they want to reach out to their clients. And of course, the main objective for a business owner is to generate revenue, of course, but to help their clients. And I think the biggest piece that's missing is the back office piece. And I'm so passionate about this for one reason and one reason alone. Without it, you won't have a business. And, you know, you have to be cognizant of the ever-changing laws to maintain status in business. And you have to be able to set it up correctly, obviously, from the get-go. But there's never an opportunity where you can't make applicable changes to benefit your business from a compliance standpoint.
Exactly. And I'd imagine, too, I mean, when we sat down and you were going in that with me, you caught my attention immediately, because I knew there is no way, with the amount of hours that I'm already working, there's no way I'm going to be able to keep up with all those changing laws and making sure I'm doing things correct on my own. And that's the importance of working with a professional like you. And that's one thing that I love about you, is how passionate you are. I mean, you went out of your way to help us and make sure we understood what we were doing and making sure that we understood why, you know, you were setting up certain things the way we were with ADP and having that HR, you know, making sure things were done right. And that's, I mean, I just absolutely love that. You know, one thing, we actually have a lot of people that listen to this show that are in the real estate industry. And I know that, and as well as, you know, obviously loans and financial piece, but I know you had brought up how you've been helping people as well, surrounding, you know, realtors here local. What are the type of things that a realtor is doing here locally what are they doing with you surrounding payroll and setting themselves up with their business entity?
Well, and I think, you know, the biggest piece for that is, you know, how are you set up as a business entity? Mm-hmm. Are you a limited liability company? Are you a single owner S corp? Are you, you know, I mean, there's so many different facets to how you're set up legally. And, you know, for me, you know, the biggest piece is just educating my clients on, you know, how they're set up with the federal government. And thus, that's where the compliance piece comes into play, because you have to, there are different laws that you need to comply based on the initial setup of your entity. So I do work with a lot of single owner S corps. Obviously, I work with a lot of businesses with employees on payroll, but a lot of the businesses that I work with are single owner S corps. clients as well, where they are their own entity. But you have to show a reasonable wage, and I love to have those conversations with realtors or single-owner S-corps, landscaping companies that are just in business for themselves, because there are so many different facets to their business that even though they're their own employer, but they're also their own employee. So it's that education piece that's really important for me to convey on the compliance side.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, this this topic, I'm sure people, I have no doubt a lot of people are going to listen to this show because it's something that's unique. I don't think that there's many shows out there that touch on the HR and business compliance piece and payroll piece. I wanted to ask you a question, too, because I'm just curious now as well. You know, obviously, we're a growing business, and we're more of a small business, me and Brian and our attorney, Jeffrey R. Vessel. If you were to approach and work with a company that's a larger company, let's say, you know, more of that middle-sized corporation, what's some things that they should be thinking about if they were to work with someone like you?
Definitely first and foremost, what I would touch on is the HR policies and procedures that they have in place. So you have to have qualified guidance in place. And what small business owners, you know, aren't necessarily aware of is that, you know, I think the common mindset is that, hey, I'm a small operation and thus I don't need to have these procedures in place because I'm not a large corporation. But it's exactly the opposite. If you are a single owner S corp, or even if you have one employee that is working under you, you have to have the proper HR procedures and guidelines in place. In the event there were, you know, a situation with an employee, or even if you are your own employee, you still have to follow these guidelines. So I really focus on, you know, the HR policies that they have in place, if any. And I think another thing I run into with employers is that, you know, they think, well, you know, it's so expensive to hire a human resource administrator. And you know what? It actually can be very expensive to hire a human resource administrator outside, but then they have to have all the credentials. So I love to be able to provide, you know, a solution where the employer can incorporate these HR policies and guidelines without the cost of actually bringing on a human resource administrator, if that makes sense, because we actually facilitate that process within the payroll platform itself.
Yep. That's amazing. I mean, that's exactly what me and – I mean, I'm speaking off my personal experience with you. I mean, that's exactly what pretty much sealed the deal for me and Brian with working with you was that HR piece, you know, and just having that available. I mean, we've already accessed features within ADP and the HR function. We've already been looking at that things already. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what you guys have done and how you've been able to put things together. One thing that you brought up before, and I don't know if you remember this or not, but you had brought up the fact about, you know, you have to file certain things and how if you don't have something on file, obviously you're opening yourself up for a potential violation, and how through ADP and online it's able to actually kind of save those documents or make sure those documents are always present. Do you remember kind of talking to me about that? Do you mind explaining that to the listeners what that is? If you remember?
Absolutely. You know, just having rock solid HR guidance in place. You know, I mean, you're as a business that is registered with the Internal Revenue Service, you're working with entities such as, you know, obviously the state of Minnesota or whichever state that you are, you know, currently registered in, with the IRS and the Department of Labor. There are so many different entities that you're actually dealing with that you need to comply with. And how, as a business owner who is on this mission to, you know, create an opportunity for their clients, and following that vision, how are you to be able to keep up with those policies and procedures that are in place? They're ever changing, and it's so important to me. And you know, the company that I represent and the way I handle things on a personal level with my clients is to ensure that you're properly educated in real time, and you know what's going on, so that you can continue to operate efficiently and follow your vision. And obviously not negate what you need to have in place as a business owner, because that's real important naturally and obviously, but you need to be able to be informed. And who's informing you? If you don't have it in place, who is actually informing you of what's actually happening in real time? That's where we're able to help, or that's where I'm able to help personally.
Yeah, exactly. And the reality is, if you don't have help, the chances of you doing those things as a business owner is going to be very low. Because, you know, speaking from experience, I mean, it's so easy to get wrapped up in the day-to-day, especially if you have a lot of opportunity knocking on your door, especially if you're in a client service type industry. You're helping your clients. You're always looking for, you know, new clients to help. You have, if you're type, you know, referral-based business like we are, working with affiliates in the area, there's always something to be done. I mean, we could always be doing something to help grow that business. Then you have people here working. To have the time to even go into that is just, it's not going to be there, you know, and that's one thing that, once again, I loved about what you do and how you approached working with us. I mean, you helped me and Brian out a lot. And that's what I want people to hear, you know, when they're listening to this, is the fact that you truly helped us. You went out of your way to help us. You helped us. You educated us to understand why we needed these things. And not only that, ADP and working with you, it was cost efficient. You know, it's not as if it would, you know, cost us an arm and a leg to do it.
Absolutely.
We were able to do it, and we're in a good spot now because of it.
Well, and you know what, and another piece that I'd like to focus on, you know, real quick is obviously, you know, like prevent the fire. Don't put the fire out after it started. And, you know, and that's a big piece for me when I have discussions with clients about, you know, payroll and tax, it's, you know, I really truly dive into, you know, the behind the scene piece, which is the, you know, obviously the HR piece, which is obviously the most important facet, because without it, you don't have a business that's going to be operating. So for me, you know, I want to be able to provide a solution that's cost effective for my clients, but also, you know, providing that education for them so they have the capability to achieve what they need to achieve, but also, you know, involving the employees. You know, employee retention is so important. You know, as a business owner, your employees, and I'm a huge advocate of small businesses, and I work with mostly small businesses, is that, you know, typically, you know, my average client size is anywhere from, you know, zero to one single S corp, up to 50 employees. And, you know, the bottom line is without this piece, I mean, without small businesses, they are the backbone of our economy. And I understand that. And my goal is to ensure the quality of the business, you know, immediately from the get-go. That's all we talk about, because that's so important for you, so you can continue on and do what you do best, which is run your business. Let us handle the rest for you, but obviously educate you, because that's really important as well.
Exactly. Oh, definitely. Yeah, and I mean, it's all about being proactive. I mean, I know me personally, in my history of helping people in their credit situation, you know, financial situation, student loans, you know, when it comes to our Real Credit Solutions division and Real Student Loan Help division, you know, with our attorney, Jeffrey R. Vessel, and Prosper Law Group, that's something that I preach all the time to people that reach out to me or refer to me, is being proactive in your situation, making sure that you take the time to be educated, to understand what your situation is, understand what your goals are, and working with a professional to lay out a plan to get you to your goal. That's what we do. And in a way, that's what you did with us. You know, it's,
well,
you know, you've gone on your way.
You know,
keep going. What were you going to say?
No, I mean, I was just going to, you know, attest to your organization as well. I mean, your goal is to bring people, back to surface and to, you know, find their place and give them, you know, hope in, you know, reaching goals and achieving things that they want to achieve and making their, you know, vision, you know, allowing their vision to come into fruition. And, you know, honestly, I mean, I'm such a firm believer in outsourcing certain, you know, solutions that are going to benefit your business, you know, because you, with the outsourcing piece, whether it's HR, credit solutions, or what have you, I mean, you truly are, you know, you're avoiding employer-related risks by outsourcing this piece of it. So I'm, you know, I mean, honestly, all I want, you know, is to see my clients succeed and to see their businesses grow and to see their clients happy. So at the end of the day, you know, if I can deliver the HR piece and offer some guidance on the compliance side and, you know, the regulation side, that's my only goal. And it truly makes me very happy. And I love my job every single day for that reason.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, thank you so much for being on today, Angie. Truly, I was really excited about this podcast, and I was very happy that you took time away from your busy day to set aside to be on my show and talk to our listeners about what you do with ADP, the HR, the business compliance. You know, thank you so much. If someone wants to reach out to you directly, had questions about their business, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Of course, because I'm running around all day long meeting with clients, the best number to reach me would be my cell phone at 952-200-6347 and or via email, angie.baumgart, B-A-U-M-G-A-R-T, at ADP.com. And Jared, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No, thank you
and
so
I'll
much.
Give you my number one more time just so you have it.
Perfect.
My mobile number is 952-200-6347. Thank
Great.
You so much, Jared, and I hope you have an amazing day.
Yeah, thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being on.
Talk to you soon.
Well, perfect.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Yep. Now, the next guest that we'll have on here shortly, who's they're changing microphones right now, is Ryan Boyd. Ryan Boyd is a phenomenal asset. We work together. You know, he heads up, and what he does is unique. He primarily works with people in business credit, business funding. And what we're going to talk about today as well is a very unique solution that he's providing or is able to provide soon to business owners that could literally save them thousands, if not millions. So, Ryan, are you on right now?
I am. You bet.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much for taking time out and let Angie know again, you know, thank you for her being on. You know, I'm really excited to talk about this piece because, you know, for us here at, you know, with Prosper Law Group and Jeffrey R. Vessel, our attorney, and offering real credit solutions to clients, offering real student loan help, you know, you are huge. We love working with you because you're focused on helping, you know, almost like our strategic partner. You're out there working and helping business owners, you know, develop business credit, business coaching, funding opportunities, and like you brought up before, a very unique solution that's about to be rolled out here. You've been working with businesses already, getting it set up. You know, give me a quick example. Let's talk about the credit and funding piece first. You know, when you're meeting with a business owner, what are the things that you focus on first? You just met them for the very first time. What is it that you start with in understanding someone's business and how you can help them surrounding credit and funding opportunities?
That's a great question. When I sit down and I originally meet with a business owner, whether it's a small, medium, or large-sized company, I just kind of identify, you know, what are their needs, what are their wants, what are the, you know, and almost put together like a wish list. What if you had access to different things, what would help your company run a little bit smoother? And after talking with Angie before we went live here, she's a firecracker. And you can tell that she is really good at what she does. She's very passionate about what she does. But just to kind of piggyback off of what some of the benefits are that she provides to the company is she allows the company to do what they're good at, concentrate on revenue-generating activity so that they don't have to worry about the areas like compliance, kind of the behind-the-scenes things. Just turn it over to a professional. Let them handle that side of things. Instead of hiring somebody extra or two or three people to come in-house to do that, you know, and again, small and medium-sized companies – That's hiring somebody else or you doing it yourself, spending a lot of extra time, money, you know, wasting time researching. And that takes you away from running your company and concentrating on developing those business relationships and closing business and generating revenue. You turn it over to a professional that's the only thing they do. It's, you know, the difference between, you know, there's a reason why you hire somebody to do your taxes. You know, you can try and do them yourself, but are you going to run a high probability of maybe screwing them up, maybe missing a couple of things? That's why you pay a professional. Same thing with what Angie does. You know, you work with somebody who is a compliance ninja, who that is the only thing that they do, and they do it really, really well. As far as where I come in, where I help companies, and what I can add, you know, as far as value to them, their business, is, you know, and she brought up landscaping. Okay, that's a great example of a company. And again, I have a landscaping background, but landscaping, construction, property investment, you know, people that are looking to try and flip homes, but they're looking for that capital to get started or, you know, let's take the example of landscaping where, you know, in many cases, your accounts payable might be out 30, 60, 90 days. So when you finish a job, okay, that doesn't mean that, you know, you've got a lot of money invested into materials, into paying your workers, labor. Hopefully your company is big enough where you maybe have two or three people. You don't have to do everything by yourself. You might have an office person. So you've already spent a lot of money on that job, but that does not mean that the day that you are done and you're on to the next job, you don't have a paycheck from that job. So you might have to delay the next job. You might not be able to take on as big a jobs because you're still all that money's still out there. So enter a line of credit or business credit. Go ahead.
Exactly. Oh, no, exactly. And that's what I was saying. I mean, that happens a lot. I mean, I personally know a lot of business owners in the construction, you know, landscaping, painting. I mean, that happens frequently with people, you know, where it comes to they're working on a job and they're really depending on their previous job and being paid on that before they can even take the next job. And it really hinders their growth, you know, because they're always moving at a slower pace, you know, just barely enough to keep going. Where you come in, and I know what you're about to bring up is going to be huge, because you're able to come in, you're able to work with someone and help them understand what do I need to be doing on a personal side to allow myself to have access to business credit, but more importantly, what do I need to be doing on a business side, as separate my business entity itself, to make sure I have access to business credit that ultimately leads to funding opportunities, so that way I can grow and I don't have those hindrances. You know, I know you're about to go into that, so please keep going.
Yeah. So when I sit down with a client, you know, and I they identify that as kind of one of their needs or one of their wants, you know, I love to jump in there and just cut them off right there and just say, hey, have you applied for something like that already in the past? Have you already attempted something like this? And inevitably, normally it's no, I don't even know where to start, or yes, I have, and I've already been declined. And so after, you know, when you try, it's kind of like beating your head against the wall. You only do it a certain number of times before you just say the heck with it, you throw in the towel, and you're done. And you just accept the fact you're not going to have a business line of credit. Not at all close to what we can help you, or where we jump in is, and normally if you've ever attempted or tried to apply for one of these in the past, you'll notice that they're asking for all of your personal information. You've got your personal social security number all over these applications instead of everything being under the business and the tax ID number. And that goes back to the part where Angie was talking about earlier is how is your company set up? Is it an LLC? Is it an S Corp? Okay. When you're applying for these business lines of credit, your business and your personal should not be affecting or infecting each other. You should not be getting approved or declined based on your personal finances for business opportunities. So our goal is we take a step back and we make sure that the company is set up right. You have physical address, you have physical phone number. You can literally walk into a bank and we help you put together an application that would be pre-approved before you even apply. But that's just the scratch of the surface. And again, I'm talking to those people that have already applied or already been turned down for something like this. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You weren't even prepared to. Mm-hmm. You weren't even expecting some of the questions that they ask for on the application. Well, we help prepare you for that, and again, put together that application in a way that you're basically pre-approved before you even apply. But then we go back to the foundation. Again, in landscaping or a construction analogy. In order to build a solid, successful structure, building, company, anything, you need the foundation. And so we help you develop that foundation of business credit. It can start with small business credit cards, small vendor accounts, and we have ways it's almost like a shopping list that we provide for our clients to say, hey, listen, which one of these from this list of vendors that we know report to the credit reporting agencies, or I'm sorry, the business credit reporting agencies. And again, just like personal, there is three, except on the business side of things, that report to banks, and that's what banks are looking for. Is, you know, and it can be very simple, and it can happen a lot quicker than it does on the personal side. But again, it's just knowing what to do, what not to do, and when.
Yep. And that's one thing, too, that I explain to business owners as well, if they ever do have questions about business credit. You know, when I let them know, business credit is night and day different from personal credit and how the actual scoring algorithm works. Where you have FICO on a personal side, there's multiple different factors that go into that scoring algorithm. You know, your revolving debt ratio, amount owed, you have payment history. There's so many pieces surrounding that. When it comes to business credit, it's solely based on payment history. But that payment history piece is based on net 30, net 15, net 90. All those payment history and how you're actually paying back those vendors is how your actual score is going to come into play. You know, and so that's one thing, too, I let them know is as long as you have that path and understanding of how do I actually obtain business credit to start building up my score to get a score where I can actually be approved for funding opportunities, you know, that's what it's all about. And a lot of people don't even realize that $50,000 or less, pretty much any loan, $50,000 or less, that's specific to business is automatically – it's an automated system. It's either denied or approved. It's not so much like a mortgage process on a personal where it's going to be in front of an underwriter and they're analyzing it. So as a business, you have there's a lot of opportunity out there to get access to funding, especially if you're a small business owner, that can really be helpful.
It's time. It's you nailed it when you said it's night and day difference. When I'm sitting down with a business owner, I will literally tell them, take everything you know about personal credit and throw it out the door, okay? Because this is literally how different this is, okay? This is a completely different animal. Now, okay, I said I want you to just kind of, you know, off the top of your head, if I was going to ask you if you wanted, what would your ideal line of credit be? What would that amount be? And again, I'm not saying what you think that you need to settle for or what you think that you could use over the next 12 months. I said, let's get a little bit bigger. Let's grow. Let's get aggressive. Let's think outside the box. What would be, you know, 5 years down the road? And again, I'm going to bring up some things that are really going to kind of, you know, hit home for you. You know, if you were able to buy this piece of equipment, could you grow your business? If you could hire two or afford to hire two more people, would that allow you to grow your business? You know, having somebody to schedule your appointments, having a secretary, adding two more people to your workforce, a couple of these different things. What would that do? And now incorporate that into now what do you think that line of credit would look like or what do you visualize that being? I said, good. Perfect. Keep that number. We're going to write that number down at the top. I said, that's what we're going to be going after. That's what we're going to try and get you in
that's
a position
good.
To get approved for. And, you know, it's just like a home equity line of credit. You're only paying interest on the part that you're using, and in the next 2 years, if you only use half of it, great, okay? But you never know when you want to tap into or when you're going to need to use that to take your business to the next level, but this can help you do that. Now, going back to the point where you brought up, you know, 30 days out, paying your bills, you know, net 30, net 60, net 90, now some of the people that you work with, you know, for materials or supplies or whatever, if you can pay those bills sooner, how much money does that save you now? Okay. Well, congratulations. That's what your line of credit is for, is to help you pay those better, have better relationships with your vendors, you know, but again, not only make you more money, but also save you a lot of money. So
exactly.
If that's kind of resonating or if that's, you know, hitting home for a lot of people, again, there are some options. And the craziest thing about this is that most people that know it's out there have usually tried, gotten denied, and given up, or just don't even know that there's a program that exists out there to help people with this. So
exactly. And that's one thing that we provide and that you provide, obviously, within our Real Credit Solutions division. You know, we have a division that's devoted to business credit and funding. You know, it's all about being proactive. If you're listening to this live, if you listen to the on-demand version, if you're a business owner, it does not hurt to reach out to Ryan and sit down with them. The initial consultation, there's no charge, and Ryan's not going to be a stickler and say, hey, you get 30 minutes and that's it. He's going to take the time, and I'm sure you can tell us already by the way Ryan talks, he's going to take the time to understand your situation, understand your business, understand your goals, allow you to even realize what your potential goals might be so you're not being short-sighted and you understand that there's more there and creating that path. You know, that's what it's all about is take the time to learn and take the time to sit down with someone that's a professional that can really lay this out for you. And if it makes sense to move forward and hire someone like Ryan, then you're going to know at that point. You know what I mean? You're going to understand, hey, this is good. I want to work with Ryan. Let's pull the trigger. Or if it's not the right time or due to whatever reason you need to wait, that's fine too. But at least you took the time to be proactive. That's what I always bring it back to. It's almost like that motivating piece. It's like you need to get up and be motivated. Make some moves. Make some decisions that's going to better your situation.
And you'll hear, if you've ever heard of one or listened to one of Jared's podcasts in the past, you also heard it when Angie brought it up earlier. The reoccurring theme when working with any of us is education. Okay,
yep.
It's not going to hurt you to sit down, educate yourself, understand the options, and then and only then can you make an informed decision. But at least you have the facts, you know the benefits, and it's just like, hey, you know, don't come into a don't go into a gunfight if you don't have any bullets. Okay. Now you make an informed decision because you got all the facts, you got the education behind everything, and you're like, you know what? Didn't think about doing this before, but you know what? Hiring a company like ADP and working with Angie, that actually makes a lot of sense, and it's going to free up a ton of my time. Okay, you know, just addressing some things or some outline issues on my credit. Gosh, I'm like, not only that, I had great credit, but now, knowing what I know after, you know, sitting down and listening to Jared, going through a free consultation, it's like, dang, you know, there's a ton that I didn't know. And I used to be a loan officer, you know. It's amazing. It shocked
me,
you know, being a loan officer. Once I got FICO certified, how much I didn't know but thought that I did.
Yep.
So
exactly.
Doesn't hurt.
You know, and that doesn't hurt. That's exactly. It doesn't hurt to sit down and just, you know, and go through that. And also, too, I mean, we're aware. I mean, there's other companies that offer, you know, credit, you know, repair solutions, business credit, you know, but what's nice about what we do and our approach, I know without a doubt in my mind, is far different than anyone else out there, because I know our team, and when you sit down with one of us, you on the other end is going to know that we actually, for one, care. We know what we're talking about. We have the solutions needed to get to your goal. We're not going to, per se, shove every single option down your throat, because not all options are needed. It's really understanding what makes sense for you with your financial situation currently. What is your goal? What's the timeline surrounding that goal? What are some things that we'll have to address along the way? You know, and I'm speaking more on the personal side right now, you know, also a financial piece. You know, not only their financial situation, but let's take a, you know, let's refer you over to someone that's within our group that can help you budget, you know, create a budget. You know, those are things that a lot of people need. And as well as a business owner, I mean, I know this from experience. It's, once again, I was saying this to Angie earlier, it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day. Time goes by so fast. And before you know it, it's been a month, it's been 6 months. So that's why it's very important that if you ever want to sit down with Ryan, if you ever want to sit down with me, if you ever want to sit down with Chris Kruger or anyone here on our team to go through your situation about business, about personal, if you're a business owner and you want to sit down with Angie, if you have any sort of inkling inside of you to do that, then do it. Pick up the phone and do it. You know, you got to take the time to do it soon. Otherwise, you're going to let time go on and you're going to hate yourself for it, because later on you're going to go, man, you know what? I should have really did that before, you know? So if you don't mind, Ryan, I want to kind of jump into, you know, what you're also putting together. I don't know how much you can speak on and how much you can't, but if you don't mind, just kind of explain to me something that you're working on that's a very unique solution for business owners. You know, this is what I put in here that could save them thousands, if not millions. And I know that's the truth. I mean, if you don't mind, kind of jump into that for me. I want to learn myself.
Absolutely. And obviously, it's a lot easier when, you know, I've got a notebook in front of me and I can kind of draw it out and show you some numbers. The easiest way to describe it or bring it up and just break the ice on this is, what is the biggest hot button for companies? And again, I'm talking, I don't care if you have 5 employees or if you've got 50,000 employees. I can work with you and I can help you. But one of the biggest hot buttons right now, not only for employees, but employers, is healthcare. Okay? Is healthcare. And, you know, with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, it is getting crazy. And it's getting harder and harder for employers to provide affordable healthcare for their employees. And so, what are you left with? Okay? You're left with plans that have very high deductibles, which become less and less appealing for the employee, or they just stop offering it altogether. you know, people are piggybacking off of their spouses. Well, that's great if you actually have a spouse or if that situation, you know, is suitable for you. But what I'm going to be rolling out here, hopefully within the next 60 days, is a way, and it literally, I don't know how to just scratch the surface without and whet your appetite without really diving into it. But this is, this is like the once over elevator speech of it. And if you want to know more, I would love to explain it more. If you have somebody that you can refer me to, I would love to sit down and meet with them. But I can save employers anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 a year per employee on their healthcare plan. And while I'm doing this, okay, there's two different ways I can save the employer that adds up or comes out to be that amount. There's three other ways, okay, that I can help benefit the employee through this program. And the most amazing, the crazy thing about all of it is it costs the employer nothing and it costs the employee nothing. But they're both going to – the employer obviously is going to save thousands, which depending on how many employees – again, you're talking 100 employees. I can save you $500,000 on your healthcare to your employees and offer something much, much better to the employees. And you don't have to change your current service provider, your current healthcare provider, nothing. But just, again, just to kind of scratch the surface, anything more than that, I can just give you my way, you know, way to get a hold of me and contact me. And again, I'm going to explain it to you even more, Jared, so you understand it more. But I always tell people, I can sit down and I can explain it to you in about 25 to 30 minutes to see if it's something that you would want to offer to your referral partners, if you work with other businesses, if you have somebody. And again, everybody works for somebody, right? So either you own your own company, you have employees, or you're an employee that works for somebody else that can benefit from it. So.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And put that out there. I mean, if you're listening to this, like I said, live on demand, if you want to connect with Ryan directly, what's the best way to reach you, Ryan? What do you want to put out there for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, you know what? The best and easiest way to reach me is, I would say my office number, and that's 612-444-3405. Again, that number is 612-444-3405. Or connect with me on LinkedIn, on Facebook. LinkedIn probably is a good way too. But
that's great.
Or through Jared.
That's huge. Yeah. I mean, reach out to me. And if any of these shows, if whoever I have on as a guest, you can always reach out to me. I have no problem. I mean, I'll give everyone my phone number right now. It's 612-444-3426. 612-444-3426. Or you could just email me directly at Jared, J-E-R-R-A-D, as in Dale, at prosperlawgroup.com. That's Prosper, P-R-O-S-P-E-R, lawgroup.com. Well, thank you so much, Ryan, for being on. And I'd like to ask you right now, I mean, when this rolls out, I know it's going to happen here within 30 to 60 days because you've been kind of keeping me updated on it. When that happens, you know, I'd love to devote a show, you know, like a half hour to 45 minute show just on that, because I really think, based on what you've been telling me, what you've already said today, it's something that people need to learn about and understand it's an opportunity for them as an employer or employee.
It truly is.
Great.
And I was going to say, as it progresses in the time, I'm going to have a lot more details, and I would love to, you know, start talking to people and meeting. And I really appreciate that offer to, you know, kind of devote a whole podcast to this. But it's fun, and it's crazy when I'm talking about the kind of money that I am on how it can, you know, help employers, but also, again, how it can benefit and save the employees and be better for them too. And that is those numbers that I'm throwing out, even though they sound just absolutely crazy, 100% legitimate. And that's why Jared said, you know, save thousands, if not millions. Again, that just depends on how many employees, you know, we're talking about or the size of the company. So,
And you can work with a company of any size. And that's correct. Imagine a business owner, a CEO of a company with, you know, 3,000 employees. That's going to sound very appealing to them. so that's great. Well, thank you so much, Ryan, for being on. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Credit Havens. I will have a show on next week, kind of very week per week. That's what I love about podcasting. I can really do it whenever I want to. So based on, you know, meetings and everything we got going on, because we always want to service our clients first and make sure they're taken care of. And then with any over leftover time, putting out education for the people to listen to. So thank you guys so much for being on, and thank you everyone for listening, and I will talk to you next week.
It's my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me, Jared, and everyone have a fantastic day.